Well, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has issued a decree to form a new cabinet following parliamentary elections in April. The new government follows the appointment of Imad Mohammed Debkombes as the new prime minister. The former electricity minister replaced Wael al-Haqqi under a presidential decree last month. Key ministers, including Foreign Minister Walid al-Mu'allim and Defense Minister Fahd Jassim al-Farraj, have been reinstated in their posts. Adeb Mayale, the former central bank governor, has been named Minister of the Economy and Foreign Trade. Syria's ruling Ba'ath Party and its allies won the majority of votes in April's parliamentary election. Press TV's correspondent in Damascus, Mohammed Ali, says the new cabinet lineup in Syria is seen as an indication of the government's determination to fight terrorism while seeking a political solution to the crisis plaguing the country.
Several ministers were changed. What we should note too is that the ministers of defense, the minister of foreign affairs, also presidential affairs, in addition to religious endowments and justice, they all, those ministers remained in their positions, those who were in the previous cabinet. And this, according to many experts, proves that the Syrian government is actually continuing with its policy during the unrest, which is based on two tracks, fighting terrorism on the one hand and also finding a political solution for the unrest. However, at the same time, the posts of the actually ministers of electricity, economy, foreign trade, also the ministers of local administration and oil, all of those ministers have been changed, and also this reflects actually the Syrian government's And of course, we're speaking here about the new prime minister and the president. This reflects actually their willingness to find new solutions when it comes to the economic situations situation in the country, as this has been actually the main task that the Syrian government actually wants from this new government, which is to alleviate the suffering of the Syrian people, also decrease the negative effects of the economic sanctions, the European ones and the Arab ones on Syria, because this has been affecting the daily lives of the Syrian people.